I'm well, thank you, Lee.
That's good. We're getting so close to Christmas. No doubt you run off your feet, so I won't keep you too long. What have you got this week?
Oh, we've got a book for Tasmanian maritime history buffs today.
Okay. Fantastic. What's it called?
It is called Those That Survive, and quite a lengthy subtitle, Tasmania's Vintage and Veteran Commercial and Government Vessels.
Okay, so a bit of a catalogue there.
It is, it is. This is a book that is replacing a title of the same name that has been out of print for some time. Hobart authors Graham Broxham and Nicole Mays have basically completely revised and expanded the original title to the extent that the book we're talking about today is volume one of a two-volume set, with volume two hopefully arriving the last week before Christmas, so in about a fortnight's time. And Graham and Nicole have split the book in two so that this book that we're talking about today covers all of the commercial vessels and vessels run by the Tasmanian government over the years going back to about the 1880s through to 1970. And then they've made a decision that cataloguing anything more recent than 1970, it's just a bit too hard to include all of those vessels in one book. So they've decided 1970 is the cut-off date, and as I say, in about a fortnight's time, hopefully, if everything works at the printer, there's going to be a second volume coming out, which will be Those That Survive, Tasmania's Recreational Vessels. And that'll have things, predominantly yachts, in it.
So what vessels are highlighted in this book?
Vast selection of Tasmania's vintage commercial vessels. Yes, so everything from things like the James Craig, which is no longer resident in Tasmania, but I think we can still call it one of our own. That's the big windjammer that is owned by the Australian Maritime Museum in Sydney, down to things like the Julie Burgess operating out of Devonport, down to much smaller craft that have worked in the Huon pining industry in Strawn, down to the old Hobart ferries, both the really old ones through to the more modern day ones that were sort of worked in and around Hobart and the Derwent River, particularly at the time of the Tasman Bridge being cut in two, and other little vessels, things like tugboats that worked for the various port authorities around Tasmania, the pilot boats, the dredgers, the little ships that serviced King Island and Flinders Island. So it looks at all of those vessels that still survive. Now, some of them are no longer operating. They are derelict, moored on the Tamar River in Launceston, or down in Prince of Wales Bay in Hobart, or down on the Huon River at Franklin or at Port Huon. Others have been fully restored and are operating in one form or another. It's an amazing collection, and it's fantastic that this kind of information is being quietly catalogued so that people do have a record of where these little ships are, the history of how they were built, who built them, when they traded and did whatever activity they did do. And so, yeah, you've got information, and because Tasmania is so, being an island, is so wedded to the sea, there's extraordinary interest in these little ships.
Well, that's a great suggestion. Those That Survive, Tasmania's Vintage and Veteran Commercial and Government Vessels, available right now, and looking forward to that volume two as well. Now, I've got a quick question for you. While we're on the topic of all things buoyant, Lady Stelfox, Launceston, is that returning?
I honestly don't know. No, I don't know, and I must confess I haven't had a look through the book to see if Lady Stilfox is in this particular edition.
No, that's right. I just thought I'd put you on the spot there. Sorry, didn't know, but it's just I heard rumours that it was returning to the Tamar River because I lived in Launceston for many years, and back in the day you'd see the Lady Stilfox popping up and down the Cataract Gorge. Then I think it was sold and went to Melbourne, and I think it sunk, and then they refloated it. And I did stumble across something on Instagram here a while ago suggesting that it was returning, so I thought you might know.
No, I'm afraid I don't, but maybe that's some homework for me. I'll have a quick look through this and see if Graham Broxham does have a remarkable ear to the grapevine.
Right, well, and, I'll ask you next week then.
if he had heard of something and it was sufficiently credible enough, I think he would have included Lady Stilfox in this book. But I will have a look and do some homework, and maybe I can tell listeners next week.
Lovely, all right, we'll chat then.
Okay, very good, Lee.
Thanks, Tim. See you there. It's the home run.